If you're responsible for your team or organization's use of Windows Azure, you may be interested in new capabilities that we're adding to the system. These new features in Windows Azure Active Directory will help you to achieve compliance goals, such as enforcing multi-factor authentication or sourcing the users from an on-premises AD, to save you work administrating user accounts, and improve your co-workers' sign-on experiences when they use Azure. What is Windows Azure Active Directory? It's a multi-tenant, multi-application, cloud-scale directory service operated by Microsoft. We've been using it for several years to serve the millions of users of Office 365 to let them manage user accounts, groups, and synchronize identity data with a local Active Directory. And now, we're using the same technology to enable new and improved scenarios in Windows Azure itself. Because Windows Azure Active Directory is the latest version of the Office 365 directory, the one where your Office 365 users are stored, it means if you're already using Office 365, you already have a Windows Azure Active Directory tenant. And if you don't use Office 365, you can get a Windows Azure Active Directory tenant at this URL, http://aka.ms/waad signup. As an administrator of a Windows Azure AD tenant, you can create new user accounts, assign users to your subscriptions, and let them create their own subscriptions. This means you can control who within a team can use a subscription, so there is no sharing of IDs, and you can reset users' passwords. It also means if you delete a user when they leave, they'll be locked out of your subscriptions, just like an on-premises environment. When you delete the on-premises AD user, they can no longer access your internal infrastructure. You can incorporate the domains you own into your Windows Azure tenant. Its default name will be something along the lines of mydirectory.onmicrosoft.com, meaning the default users you create will have names like fredsmith@mydirectory.onmicrosoft.com. When you add the domain names you own, such as, say, contoso.com or litware.com, you can then also create usernames that make sense to the users, such as jimwilson@litware.com or celiabrown@contoso.com. You can force users to have to use the Azure AD accounts you give them to access the Azure infrastructure. This also means if a user leaves your organization, you can delete their account from Azure AD and they will be denied access. You can also set up two-factor authentication for your users. A user has to register a mobile phone that they own. When they log in, using a traditional username and password typed into a web page, their phone receives a voice or an SMS message. They need access to the phone to respond, and Windows Azure Active Directory can then validate the response. If so, it proves they knew the username and password and also had access to the registered phone. Two factors of authentication. Something you know, and something you own. A simple tool, DirSync, can be used to keep the users and groups in your corporate AD in sync with your Windows Azure Active Directory. New and existing users are synchronized into the Azure AD environment. If, say, a user's department changes from sales to marketing, this change is synced across to maintain the user data in both environments. You may also have a Windows Server Active Directory running within your organization in the on-premises environment to provide services to your local users. By adding an Active Directory Federation server, you can set the environment up so that users are authenticated by your on-premises AD, but they get single sign-on to Windows Azure. This will work transparently and automatically for users inside your firewall. They will go to the infrastructure, which will redirect their browser to Windows Azure AD. That in turn will redirect their browser to your ADFS server, and they will be authenticated automatically without having to do anything. ADFS will create a token, which is posted via the user's browser to Windows Azure AD. Windows Azure AD checks its validity and creates a new token, which it posts via the user's browser to the Azure infrastructure. When the token is validated by the infrastructure, the user is given access, single sign-on. You can sign up for Azure using an existing Office 365 identity. Or you can create a new Windows Azure Active Directory instance and use that to sign up for Azure. Very basic information is needed to get started. You need to specify an initial domain name, for example, contozous.onmicrosoft.com. This can be changed to contozous.com at a later point. Once an Azure Active Directory instance has been created, you can continue the process of signing up for Azure. I'll use an existing Azure Active Directory to show you the rest of the demo. You will be able to see your Windows Azure Active Directory in the Active Directory node. You can view the users, domains, and other configurations by clicking on the name of the directory. You'll see the users in your directory in the Users tab. Here, you see two users, the default user, who was created as a part of creating the directory, and additional users I've added. You can add additional users by clicking on the Create button. A new user can be granted global admin roles in Azure Active Directory, which allows this user to add new users or delete them and change their password. Also, it allows the user to do other configuration settings, like setting up directory synchronization. All these users can be added as co-admins on your subscription, or they can get their own subscription. If the newly added user has access to some critical subscriptions, it might be a good idea to enable two-factor authentication for this user. In the preview release of this feature, we've enabled mobile phones as the second factor of authentication. Note that if this user is also an Office 365 user, they will not be able to use rich clients like Outlook. A new password is generated, and the user can log on with the newly created username and password. They'll need to change their password the first time they log in. You must have noticed the newly created user had a very long username of the form user@companyname.onmicrosoftonline.com. You can give them a good username by adding your organization's domains to your instance of Azure Active Directory. This can be done by clicking Add in the Domains tab in your Azure Active Directory. You can specify the domain you want to register and click Add. You will have to go through a simple validation process to prove that you really own this domain. For this, you are challenged to add a particular entry to your TXT record on your domain. This can be done by going to your domain registrar's website or by calling their support line. In this case, I'm showing how you can go to the domain registrar's website to add this particular entry. Locate the place where you can update the TXT record. Add the entry and save the zone settings. It might take some time for the DNS replication to occur. You can click on the Verify button to see if the TXT records have been replicated. If they've not replicated, just try again later. Once you've verified you were able to make the necessary changes to the domains, the domain is now available to you to add new users. You can make the newly added domain the primary domain, so all the new users will be created in that domain by default. When you create a new user now, you see the option of creating a new user with a username with your company domain, sorabh@contozous.com. If you have AD on premises, you can set up directory sync and or set up federation with it. In this demo, we'll show how to set up directory sync with your on-premises AD. This can be done by going to the Directory Integration tab in your Windows Azure Active Directory. First step is to enable your Azure AD for directory sync. This can be done by clicking on the Activate button. Next step is to download and deploy the directory sync tool. This tool can be deployed on a domain joined machine in your company. Setup of DirSync is a simple click through. To configure DirSync, you will need to give the admin credentials of your Azure Active Directory. You'll also need to give the credentials for an account with administrator permissions on your Active Directory. These credentials are stored locally and not synced to the cloud. Click Next to finish the configuration. DirSync will run at regular intervals and sync the changes happening on your local directory to your Active Directory. This is a quick view of my on-prem Active Directory. It has all my users. Once the directory sync tool has run, these users will be synced to the cloud directory. If the user is deleted, here, they will be deleted in the cloud. You'll be able to see the synced users under the Users tab in your Azure Active Directory. If you'd like to try some of these things for free, then you can get a free trial Windows Azure subscription at the following URL, http://aka.ms/azure_trial. You can also get a free Windows Azure Active Directory tenant if you go to http://aka.ms/waad signup. And you can also download the free Windows Azure training kit at http://bit.ly/watkaug12.